This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Dave Wasserman joins us on the long line from Washington. He is formerly of the UVA Center for Politics, now the house editor at the Cook Political Report, online at cookpolitical.com. Dave, how are you, my friend? Dave Wasserman, you with us?
Charlottesville this past weekend, and as always, it is rejuvenating. I not only had the chance to introduce my boss, Charlie Cook, at a speech down there in the form of a freestyle rap, I also was able to go to a concert at UVA Spring Fest and get a Chris Long sub at Little John, so I feel great.
There you go. Well, you're back in God's country. You know, this is your home away from home, as always. What's not to love about Charlottesville? I'm glad you got to spend a little bit of time here this weekend.
Absolutely.
And the occasion was the, what was it? Oh, Virginia Young Democrats Convention, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, there you go. And so, Dave, tell us what's front burner for you. What are you working on right now?
Well, we're taking a look at the political landscape, and I cover the House, and so we're starting to get a few candidates coming through who are hoping to run in 2010. Campaigns start early these days, but we're focused on a special election going on in upstate New York tomorrow that some people argue will have implications for how voters are reacting to Obama's agenda so far. So it's a close race, and we're interpreting it for the nation.
Yeah. Now, the elections here, it might be a little hyperbolic to say one election in upstate New York is going to be any kind of commentary on the Obama administration. However, coming up in November, I think it's a safer comment to say that the elections in Virginia and New Jersey could provide some comment about the what's this first year in the administration.
Right, exactly. Look, off-year elections are always sort of odd birds, and that's the case for a couple reasons. When you have an odd-year election in New Jersey or Virginia, which both hold elections in this cycle, or a special election for Congress or anything of the sort, it's the only game in town for Washington to watch. And they're always looking for indicators. They're always looking to extrapolate. Good statisticians know that extrapolation is dangerous. Another thing is that it's the only game back home in whatever place it's taking place. And that gives voters an opportunity to not only send a message to Washington, but to evaluate the candidates more closely because there's less on the ballot. And so, for example, in this special election going on in New York, the candidates' personal qualities are impactful on this race, and that's one reason to read into what the outcome is a little less. And I'd say the same is true with the Virginia and New Jersey gubernatorial races. John Corzine in New Jersey, the incumbent governor, has some problems. And he's polling badly right now against Republicans because he's unpopular. He's had trouble dealing with the state's budget, and a lot of governors have had trouble dealing with their budgets in this economy. It'll be less of a problem in Virginia because there won't be any incumbent. There never is. Just some straight talk, and I cover the House. I don't cover governor's races. We have someone else here at the Cook Report who does.
Sure.
But my wild guess on this race is that Terry McAuliffe is destined to win the Democratic nomination and lose the general election.
Interesting. So Dave Wasserman of the Cook Political Report sharing a little personal thoughts on the Virginia gubernatorial race. That's interesting. We're just talking with Bob Holdsworth. And he was sort of painting a picture that the candidate that Bob McDonnell would want least might just be Terry McAuliffe because of the money. And so you're saying Terry McAuliffe can win the primary, win the nomination, but would likely lose against Bob McDonnell.
Well, the reason is this, and I think the Democratic primary in June is likely to be such a low turnout affair that it's highly buyable. You know, after all, I think there was much more enthusiasm behind Jim Webb's candidacy, for example, for the Senate among grassroots Democrats in 2006. But Harris Miller, his opponent in the primary, still got 46 or 47% of the vote. The reason is that Harris Miller spent a lot more. Right now, the candidates are even in the polls, and you know, Brian Moran has a considerable base in Northern Virginia, and you have Cree Deeds who has trouble building a base because he comes from an area of the state where there aren't many Democrats. And then you have Terry McAuliffe, who is more of a national figure but has a lot of money. My joke about the Democratic primary in Virginia is that if you combine the Massachusetts accent of Ryan Moran with the ego of Terry McAuliffe in the face of Cree Deeds, you get Mayor Quimby from The Simpsons. But I think when you add this primary up, it's likely that money is going to be the dominant factor in who wins this race. And you know, it's not over yet by any stretch of the imagination, but Terry McAuliffe would have to be considered the front runner at this point based on his fundraising ability, which is enhanced by Virginia's campaign finance laws.
Yeah.
And then when it comes to the general election, I think you'll have a lot of independent voters who will start off very skeptical of the fact that McAuliffe has lived in the state for 20 years and has not really been active or offered opinions on Virginia government. And that's going to be something that McDonald tries to capitalize on. Whether it's something that McAuliffe can spend his way out of, we don't know. It'll depend on how Obama is doing, yes. And it'll also depend on Terry McAuliffe's communications abilities, which are legendary.
We're talking with Dave Wasserman of the Cook Political Report. You can read his work online at cookpolitical.com. Dave, it still is sort of early. Most Virginians arguably not paying a great deal of attention to this race. Is it safe to say that neither of the three Democratic candidates has really got any traction at this point?
Well, if you look at the field here, and I've studied them all for some time, you have a situation where Cree Deeds has started off with name recognition among state Democrats from his run for Attorney General, but I think Democrats are mindful of the fact that he's lost to Bob McDonald, even though it was very narrow. And then you have a lot of people who just see him as not quite the polished guy that the other two are, even though he's probably the most experienced and means well. And then Ryan Moran is someone who has paid his dues by serving in leadership in the House of Delegates and has traveled the state electing Democratic candidates. Some Democrats wonder about his ability to connect downstate, considering that he is allied politically with his brother, who is not the most popular figure in Virginia politics outside of his district.
Congressman Jim Moran of Northern Virginia, right?
Exactly. Even though they're more than a decade apart in age, and then Terry McAuliffe has this reputation of being a wheeler dealer, and a lot of Democrats perceive that he could sort of fit into the Warner mold of business experience type of guy who could attract companies to the state. But other Democrats see him as someone who got bored after Hillary's campaign tanked, and see this as sort of an early retirement. Whereas other early retirees might take to the golf course all day, campaigning to Terry McAuliffe is golf. He loves this stuff, and so that's what some Democrats see. So
yeah. Let me ask you, Dave, before we let you go, we're talking with Dave Wasserman of the Cook Political Report. Last question: why do you think Bob McDonald will win? What is it about Bob McDonald's campaign or this moment in history where you think Virginia is going to elect a Republican governor come November?
Well, you probably know the trend going back to the 1970s that the party in the White House loses the governorship of Virginia. All of these things are true until they aren't. This streak could be snapped any year. But I think there's a reason that it's been the case going back more than 30 years. And that's that Virginians are overly cautious or cautious of one party having too much of an advantage in anything. And so it may be time for Virginians to decide, we want to throw a Republican in there too, considering that we now have two Democratic senators and a Democratic president.
Good point. Dave Wasserman, the House editor at the Cook Political Report. Check out his work online at cookpolitical.com. Dave, it's always great to talk to you. Thanks for joining us.
Great to talk to you, Coy.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.